The Patriot counterpoints to propaganda.
Truth, liberty, and the real American way.
You have now enlisted in the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
This is your beacon of truth in a world of liars, thieves, and whores. We are podcasting patriots, and we are taking the fight to the enemy. Never taking freedom for granted because it cannot survive without protection. That is us, the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Our email, dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. We are calling on you to get involved, never back down, and never surrender the truth. Welcome to the DNS Show. I am Sasquatch, and Denton is not here. Just to let you know, mailbag's feeling a little lonely lately. So if you want to hit us up, you can always do so. You can also find us at Denton and Sass on X. Right off the bat, I got to apologize to Denton, I guess. He didn't even know I was doing a show tonight. I've got some stuff going on. And it just kind of came to me. I realized that I'm not going to be able to do the show on Monday. And he's at work right now. But I'm not going to be able to do a show on Monday because, as some of you listen to this, I will be sitting on a beach in Hawaii. Yes, I'm going to Hawaii. First time I've ever been there. So, I can't do the show on Monday, so you're getting a Friday version of the show, which means I have had a few cocktails. So we'll see how this goes. Since we are talking about Hawaii, let's go to Tulsi Gabbard. Today, I think it was today, maybe yesterday, she was on Don Jr.'s podcast. Really? He has a podcast? Hey, DTJ, how about a little shout out on your show? Get me some new listeners. But anyway, she was on his show, and he said that people are talking about her being Trump's VP, and then he asked how she felt about it.
I'd be honored. I'd be honored to serve my country in that way. I'd be honored to actually be in a position to help President Trump execute his policies, bringing the experience that I have had of being on the front lines of many of these battles and actually understanding what we're up against.
I have a better question. How do you feel about that, America? I say, nope. I don't trust her. I mean, yeah, she's saying all the right things, but she does have ties to the WEF, and she's really never explained that thoroughly.
Oh, I do declare, I don't know anything about that nasty old WEF. I'm not sure how I got on there.
Young Global Leaders alumni page. That's where she's at. Did you know that Dan Crenshaw's on there too? And so is Vivek Ramaswamy. Spider senses are working overtime on that one. Anyway, if Tulsi wants a job, she's got some explaining to do.
Tulsi, you got some explaining to do.
I'm just saying, don't run from it. I mean, her explanation is, I didn't know anything about it. What are you talking about? I don't know. So maybe come out with something a little more clear. Well, we can all breathe a sigh of relief because finally the border is closed. What? It's not. This might complicate things.
We begin tonight with Haiti. The country is in chaos with Prime Minister stepping down, gangs now controlling the streets, and ordinary Haitians, millions of whom are going hungry trying to survive.
There is a dude in Haiti. His name is Barbecue. I kid you not. He is one of the warlords over there, and apparently he is in charge now. He's basically the new president of Haiti, except he shoots people. I bet the Democrats are really jealous of that. So believe it or not, the people of Haiti are actual political asylum seekers by definition. Guess where they're going to want to come? And Biden is already gearing up for it. We've talked about USAID.org before, but you can go there right now and see how much money we have sent to every country on the planet. That includes China and Russia. Why we're sending them money, I couldn't tell you. We send a little over $200 million a year to Haiti. We've been doing this for a while now, like a lot of years. Is Haiti fixed? Barbecue might think so, but no. You mean to tell me $200 million couldn't build a hell of a lot of mud huts or whatever they live in? Seriously, though, that could fix up a lot of dilapidated apartments. But now it belongs to Barbecue. And by the way, his vice president is named Coleslaw. So how much you want to bet we are still going to send that money to Haiti? And it's going to go to the warlord. I'm just saying. Ah, look at this. Vice President Kamala Harris. Whatever. She has made history today. Did she finalize peace in the Middle East? No. Did she walk on the moon? No. Did she cure cancer? Nope. She went to an abortion clinic, and probably not for the first time. So this is what passes for historic now, huh? Let's listen.
How dare these elected leaders believe they are in a better position to tell women what they need, to tell women what is in their best interest. We have to be a nation that trusts women.
Me now, I want to try. How dare these elected leaders believe they are in a better position to tell gun owners what they can own? To tell gun owners what's in their best interest. We have to be a nation that trusts its citizens. See, that works? But yeah, dude, it's not the same thing because guns actually kill people and abortions don't. No, but the historic woman was not done.
Right now in our country, we are facing a very serious health crisis. And the crisis is affecting many, many people in our country, most of whom are, frankly, silently suffering. After the United States Supreme Court took a constitutional right that had been recognized.
What?
From the people of America, from the women of America.
What did she just say? Let's hear that again.
After the United States Supreme Court took a constitutional right that had been recognized. From the people of America, from the women of America.
A constitutional right? I'm sorry, where exactly does it say in the Constitution abortion is a right? Check here real quick. Nope, not in there. No wonder this nation is falling apart. The VP can get on TV and either A, lie to everyone's face about the Constitution, or B, is so stupid she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. So which is it, Madam Vice President? Are you a liar or just stupid? We have just the worst people in government. You get the government you deserve, right? Some of them think they are actual mob bosses, albeit the pussy mafia, but still.
On the Israeli side, the U.S. government should demand that Israel conduct itself with a future two-state solution in mind. We should not be forced into a position of unequivocally supporting the actions of an Israeli government that include bigots who reject the idea of a Palestinian state.
What? I'm pretty sure Israel tried it and it didn't work out for them too well. Bigots? Has he not read the Hamas charter? It straight up says they will never accept a two-state solution. No, not Israel, Hamas. And I quote, peace initiatives and so-called peaceful solutions and international conferences are in contradiction to the principles of the Islamic resistance movement. Those conferences are no more than a means to appoint the infidels as arbiters in the lands of Islam. There is no solution for the Palestinian problem except by jihad. Initiatives, proposals, and the international conferences are but a waste of time, an exercise in futility. Article 13 of the Hamas Charter. Okay, Chuckles, go on.
Israel is a democracy. 5 months into this conflict, it is clear that Israelis need to take stock of the situation and ask, must we change course? At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
Israel is a democracy. And in that democracy, I, Chuck Schumer, will decide if they need a new election. Israelis have lost the confidence in their government. No, Chuckles. I'm pretty sure they still remember Hamas coming in and stealing their children and raping their women and killing anybody that they came across. They butchered people. They butchered babies. One does not just forget that.
As a democracy, Israel has the right to choose its own leaders, and we should let the chips fall where they may. But the important thing is that Israelis are given a choice. There needs to be a fresh debate about the future of Israel after October 7th. In my opinion, that is best accomplished by holding an election.
They did choose their own leader, and it was Netanyahu, you POS. Yes, you want them to choose their leaders, but if it's not the puppet that you want, you call them illegitimate and you try to pry them out of office. Who else do we know that they tried that with? That's how Democrats are. Sure, we want fair elections, you know, just as long as you elect the person we want. Unbelievable. Chuck is such a tough guy, though. You remember this one?
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Pay the price? You know, you guys always talk about Trump's rhetoric. Just in case you don't remember, there was a guy caught at one of the justices' home with a gun and duct tape, and he admitted he was going to kidnap the justice. Wonder where he got that idea. Speaking of Trump's rhetoric, let's talk about those mean old MAGA authoritarians.
It's going to be beautiful.
March 6, 2024, Bill C-372 is stirring up a storm that's leaving citizens questioning the bounds of expression. This Canadian bill, on the brink of becoming law, is raising eyebrows for taking an unconventional stance on the discussion around fossil fuels. The crux of the matter? Bill C-372 aims to make it illegal to advertise or express anything positive about fossil fuels. Yes, you heard that right. Talking about gasoline and oil could land you in hot water, with potential consequences including 2 years of jail time and a hefty $500,000 fine. This legislative move is fueling debates about free speech and the role of government in shaping public discourse. Critics argue that stifling positive conversations about fossil fuels seems counterintuitive in a country that has long been intertwined with the energy industry. Some voices go on to say as to brand Canada as the totalitarian state run by an unelected occupying force. The contentious nature of the bill adds fuel to the fire of concerns about government overreach and its impact on individual freedoms. Now, what party in Canada came up with this? Take a guess. Was it Trudeau's party or the Conservative Party? I bet Biden and his administration are pissed that they didn't think of this first. But don't worry. The millisecond that the Democrats think that they can get away with this, they're going to try it. Joe already tried censoring social media. Well, hell, he succeeded at it. I know the news cycle moves really fast, but do you remember this?
New York Attorney General Letitia James getting booed today in New York City. Watch what happened when James spoke at the fire department promotion ceremony today at a church in Brooklyn.
Oh, come on. We're in a house of God. First, simmer down. I want to thank Commissioner Kavanaugh and Chief Hodgins for that recognition.
Simmer down? If you watch that, you can see the contempt she has for these low-life, common folk firefighters. She's doing nothing more than trying to rehab her image with the working class. All right, this is from the post-millennial. FDNY commissioner vows to hunt down Trump-supporting first responders who booed AG Letitia James. The New York City firefighters who booed New York Attorney General Letitia James will be required to undergo mandatory re-education training, as required by the FDNY Commissioner John Hodgins. You will go into re-education class? I know nothing. James previously gave a speech at the FDNY ceremony where her voice was loudly drowned out with chants of Trump, Trump, Trump by numerous firefighters in the crowd. In a memo sent out to the firefighters, it stated about those who chanted, I recommend that they come forward. I have been told by the commissioner it will be better for them if they come forward and we don't have to hunt them down. Hunt them down is what we shall do if you resist us. The firefighters are being warned to turn themselves in or face potential investigations to identify those who protested James. A memo and email was issued by the Uniformed Fire Officers Association and Uniformed Firefighters Association, which condemned the firefighters for interjecting politics into the event. And this is a quote, members have a right to political beliefs, but you don't have a right to make a job-related ceremony political in nature, the memo obtained by Viral News NYC stated. When you're off duty, feel however you want about politicians, vote, protest, that's your right, but don't do it on the job's time, on other members' time, or on their family's time. Do it on your own time. Politics aside, the Attorney General is a friend of the UFA and the UFOA and a supporter of our department, the memo continued. The memo finished by listing the next steps following the controversy, which included a note that members who come forward will go to HQ and be educated on why their behavior was unacceptable. Additionally, members were informed that the department possesses video footage of the incident that shows specific individuals who interrupted James's speech at the ceremony. And there you go. The union protecting Letitia James rather than their members.
You have failed me for the last time.
Okay, so moving on. I have got some interesting California news to share with you, but it's going to have to wait until we pay some bills. We'll talk about it after the break. It's the DNS Show.
These are two good old boys, and not the Luke and Bo kind. More like the Roscoe and Enos kind.
You're listening to the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
Here at Chevrolet, we're always listening. And the message was loud and clear.
You know, I always like Chevy trucks, but they're just so dang small. Why don't they make them normal sized?
Well, miss, we did just that. Introducing the all-new Chevy Goliath. It's not just a truck, it's a lifestyle. Strapped with a fuel-efficient V16 engine, the Goliath doesn't need roads. It just needs you. The Chevy Goliath. It's not just better than bigger. It's bigger than better.
Hey, Ma. Guess what Pa just bought? We got a Goliath.
The Goliath. Finally, a normal-sized truck.
Are Denton and Sasquatch funny? No. Are they entertaining? Sometimes.
1, 2, 3, go.
Welcome back to the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
Are they right? You bet your ass.
Not just better than bigger, it's bigger than better. That's what she said. All right, so I promised California news. Let's talk about high-speed rail. In case you don't know, we've been promised high-speed rail here in California. It's supposed to go from San Diego to San Francisco. It's supposed to be like one of those Japanese super trains, and you can get there in like 3 hours, something like that. I don't know. But this is from National Review. The project has spent $9.8 billion so far, CNBC reported in the spring of last year. But 15 years later, there is not a single mile of track laid. And executives involved say there isn't enough money to finish the project. Where'd it all go? This week, the stalled effort to develop a train that travels between Los Angeles and San Francisco at a desired pace encountered another obstacle. The coffers had once again run dry. During a hearing this week before the California State Senate Transportation Committee on the High-Speed Rail Authority's business plan, the project CEO, Brian Kelly, confessed that the program was all but broke with a meager $28 billion left in the bank. Engineering a stretch of rail line between Merced and Bakersfield was expected to cost between $32 and $35 billion. I thought that was what it was supposed to cost for the whole thing. Which would allow it to begin operating within the next 6 to 9 years. 6 to 9 years. Project leaders estimate it will still need an additional $100 billion to finish what voters were originally pitched in 2008. One California-based media outlet reported, but California alone may not have to foot the entire bill. Kelly told lawmakers he's encouraged by an ongoing discussion with the Biden administration. Now listen up. With the ongoing Biden administration on establishing a railroad trust fund and recent funds it received through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. Kelly said the project needs a strong, long-term federal partner. There you go, suckers. You all are going to be paying for this boondoggle. Not just California. All y'all out there, you are all going to be paying for this stupid train that's never going to happen. Now, I remember in 2008 when this was pitched to the people, they told everyone that this was going to be high-speed rail going from San Diego to San Francisco, and it was going to cost $35 billion. Most of it was going to be from private donors, which so far, there haven't been any. And it was going to be done by 2015. Where are we now? It's 2024. They haven't built a single piece of track yet. I drove, I think it was last summer, up north, and I saw this monolith. And it was just this huge cement kind of overpass. And it was probably a half mile long. And it had all these banners up there that says, built Union Strong and, you know, all these stupid things. And it didn't even have any track on it. It was just the overpass. And that's all they've built. And it's been since 2008. They have been wasting money on this thing forever. And they just won't concede that it is a failure. Now, since federal funds were used, I really hope that when Trump gets back in office, he has the DOJ and the DOT investigate this entire thing and everyone involved that has stolen money and effed up this project should go to jail. It's disgusting. That's California for you. But hey, let's put Newsom in the White House. And finally, to round out the show, I'm going to give you some conspiracy theory. That's not really conspiracy theory, but here we go. This is from oversight.houses.gov, which means it's a government website. On August 8th, 2017, Northern International Capital, a Chinese company affiliated with CEFC, sent $5 million to Hudson West, a joint venture established by Hunter Biden and CEFC associate Gong Wendong. Let's try that again. Gong Wendong. That same day, Hudson West sent $400,000 to Owasco, an entity owned and controlled by Hunter Biden. Okay, so Sass, what does this have to do with anything? We know, Biden's a crook. Well, apparently, the guy that gave him the money has very deep ties. In fact, he's the right-hand man of Xi Jinping. But also, he's got ties with the Chinese triad. the Mafia. And those same people, the Mafia, the Triad, they are currently sitting in Mexico overseeing not only the fentanyl production to send into the U.S., but also overseeing the entry of Chinese triads into the country to do all sorts of nasty stuff. Now, I have a little bit more research to do on this, so I'm going to bring it to you on another show. But this is not good. As always, we are living in some strange times, and I'm guessing they're going to get a little stranger. So make sure you tell your family how much you love them, take the time to spend with your family, because you never know when that can be taken away from you. We are doomed. My ice is all melted, so I can't even swish it around. So drink up, keep your head on a swivel, your powder dry, and have a good night.